schedule of events for us today?
Is it almost Alaska Day?
Almost.
Oh. I like your dresses.
Why, thank you very much.
I have to say, the fancy, voluminous gowns worn by the women greeting visitors at Sitka's airport spoke to the little girl inside of me that used to love playing dress up.
What's your name?
Erin Wamsley.
Erin Wamsley. So what do you call this?
This is a 1867-ish Civil War day dress.
How did you get involved in this?
My mother. No, I'll rephrase that. My sister started it from her senior project in 2001.
Erin and her mother are a team. They made over 20 period-style dresses for Alaska Day. It's a family tradition.
Satins, silks, wools, velveteen, velvet, shantung.
Those are some of the traditional materials that were used to make dresses back in 1867 when Alaska was purchased. Today, the women use a mix of old and new fabrics. Some are velvet. Others are made out of curtains.
You feel like a bell. That's why they swing back and forth. It's southern bells, but we're northern bells.
How long does it take you to get this on? Do you need a partner usually to help you?
Yes, yeah. That's why they had handmaidens back then.
And then the woman insisted that I give it a shot. Erin hoisted the hoop skirt over my head and let it fall like a plunging parachute. Her mother closely supervised the process.
Ooh. No, I'm going to let you just hold this before I put it on.
That's a lot of extra weight.
Now put it over her. Now learn to walk.
Here.
Find your hoop, okay. Your hoop and now walk.
You just pick it up and walk like this, okay. And that's it.
Now turn around, and now you're going to learn to sit down. So you kind of back up to your seat, drop your hoop, feel for that hoop, and lift it up.
Lift up, oh.
And now sit down.
So what would normally be under there?
You would have your chemise, then you would have your corset, then you'd have your corset covering, then you'd have a privacy petticoat, then you'd have your hoop, then you'd have two petticoats, your skirt, and your bodice is what they used to wear. But yeah, we don't go as traditional as they used to, because with the nasty weather here, we have to pick up our hoops or else we fly away.
There's a lot to keep in mind when you're wearing this. It's not just a simple matter of putting it on and going. You need to know the aerodynamics.
Whether it's walking in hoop skirts or landing planes full of visitors, aerodynamics play an important part in Alaska Day. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.